The Vermont tourism industry crowned the Bartender of the Year last week in Killington. It's the second time the cocktail-making contest has been held in the state. The winner was Matthew Farkas of the Mule Bar in Winooski. The competition challenged bartenders to mix a special drink from surprise ingredients revealed during the contest. It used all local, made-in-Vermont spirits. VPR's Mitch Wortley visited Matt at the Mule Bar to learn about his winning drink and the growing specialty of craft spirits in Vermont.
So, Bartender of the Year, you had to do a competition for this. Where was it held? What did you have to do?
It was held at Killington, Vermont. Essentially, it was a chop-style competition. There's a pantry, and then random ingredients are awarded to you, and you have to use these ingredients. Spirits located around the region of Vermont were highlighted, so you really couldn't go into it prepared at all. You had to just go into it open-minded and thinking creatively for whatever happens right at the spot.
So what were these mystery ingredients that they gave you to work with?
In the first round, Metcalf's raspberry liqueur. So essentially it's a sweet raspberry liqueur. It has a lot of fresh raspberry essence to it. I matched that with some gin, ginger beer, cranberry juice, and a Blanc vermouth, essentially, to round it all out. Playing off of a classic gin Ricky, just went with the raspberry Ricky, which I think is a favorite of everybody's childhood. So it went over well.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and your background. I mean, how old are you, and when did you start bartending?
I am 31 years old. I started bartending, I'd say, roughly 6 years ago. I was living in southern Vermont. I'm originally from Peru, Vermont, and was working with some great friends of mine, Rogan and Abby Lechtaler, at the downtown grocery. Prior to bartending, I was working in kitchens, so that's why I retained that job there. And when they expanded, they offered me a position in the front, in the bar, because I knew food. I like to talk about food. I really gravitated towards it. Using the local background in food and culinary scene, I kind of applied that to the bar world and started investigating and reading everything that I could and trying to make it as accessible as the restaurant world.
Do you do a lot of those tricks where you flip the bottle and all that fancy stuff? Or is that your kind of shtick, or no?
I would say only on accident, and then I try to make it look like it was on purpose. I try not to use a lot of flair. I have a classic background in the culinary world, so I've applied that to the bar world and just try to work as efficient as possible to make the best creations as possible.
So you're not impressed with, like, Tom Cruise and Cocktail or any of that? You ever see that movie?
I have seen that movie. I like to think a little bit more like Cheers, Sam Malone. You can work and talk and just be smooth, know everybody. You got to, you know, part of bartending isn't just knowing how to make drinks, but it's interacting with people, comforting people. You know, everybody's coming from a different walk of life, so you really have to address everybody differently. And that's almost bigger than knowing the beer or the wine or the spirits.
Totally anticipated my next question, because I've heard from a lot of people, and I was a bartender myself for a while, that, you know, short of, like, or maybe even more than, you know, a therapist or a close friend, people will tell their troubles, their stories to bartenders. And do you get that a lot, when it's especially when it's slow and there's not a lot of people in the bar?
I do. Something that I've noticed over the years working in different bar atmospheres is you always retain, no matter who the bartender is and their personality, they always retain their group of regulars. And your regulars might not necessarily be there because they like you so much, but it's because they can open up to you. They can be honest with you. And you retain these bar customers as friends over the years. And then you start to realize, like, how did I meet these people? They were customers of mine. And then we became friends. So, like, we do grow relationships out of it.
Now, when folks do tell you stuff, are you just being the role, are you being the good listener, or do you offer advice from time to time?
I offer advice, but it always comes with a little bit of a warning.
Which is?
I'm not a doctor, I'm a bartender.
That's good advice and a good warning. Let's talk about a more serious topic here. You know, I mean, really, a great bar can bring people together, and it's such a great release for folks to talk, especially at the end of a long week, and you can really, really relax. But, you know, alcohol can also cause a lot of problems. Do you ever have times when you have to cut somebody off, you recognize their behavior, it's getting out of hand? Does that happen much here? And if so, what do you do? How do you handle that?
Yes, that does happen. I mean, that it's part of the job. It's the worst part of the job, quite honestly, is watching somebody have too much fun. As a professional, we are able to see that happening before it happens and curb it. So if that means just offering a water or, you know, saying, you know, let's suggest a different beer, a different cocktail, pushing somebody away from a spirit-driven cocktail into maybe a soda and a splash of vodka, or a beer with lesser alcohol. If you see somebody drinking faster, those are warning signs. So we're educated and taught on a yearly basis by the state how to be aware of this, and then how to deal with it when it happens. You should never come to the point where you have an angry customer who's indulged too much, because that's your fault, and that's something that we make sure that we pay attention to where our customers are at all points in time.
Getting back to the competition, how did you feel when you won this award?
Really proud, quite honestly, really proud. Being from Southern Vermont, kind of cutting my teeth, growing my legs down there behind the bar, really good group of family and friends. A lot of people came to support because it was local and they could come up to Killington from that Southern Vermont area. So for me in that particular situation, I'm very proud. I happen to have my father there watching, so it was really cool to have him kind of see that type of scenario. He's a career bartender, completely different style of bartending, but appreciates what I do. I think the work ethic, no matter what type of bartender you are, there's camaraderie, and that's something that United States Bartenders Guild and the Vermont chapter that we've started is really starting to focus on.
Tell me more about this Vermont chapter you were just talking about. When did that start up?
So roughly about 2 years ago, the momentum built towards starting this chapter. Really, it's hard because it's a national organization that we started in Vermont, and you need to have at least 50 members sign up and pay dues before you can be recognized by the national chapter. So for, 2 years, we really had to try to convince a growing group of bartenders that this is something to look forward to. And what it does bring is competitions like this, camaraderie amongst bartenders, so there's not a competition of whose bar is better, but more, let's bring more people to the area and see that what we're doing is a growing thing. I always try to think about, the chef community in Vermont is very tight. It's a great network. They all know each other. They produce great products, and they're using the same farms. And they bring a highlight to the region. We should be able to do the very same thing from behind a bar.
Matt Farkas is Vermont's 2016 Bartender of the Year. We've been speaking with him at the Mule Bar in Winooski, where he works. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you very much.